This is Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio with Bobby Norris.
Good evening, guys, and welcome to Access All Areas live on FUBAR Radio. I'm Bobby Norris.
And I'm Ellen Collin.
And guys, what a show we have got in store for you this evening. I'm bringing you reality special. So we are talking all things love. There's a lot of love in the house, Elle.
Oh, there is indeed.
Oh, and I'm here for it. So first up, we've got Lucy from this series of Too Hot to Handle. Just dropped the second three episodes over on Netflix.
Amazing.
Two to go. Have you been binging?
I actually haven't. This is one that I still need to binge. Have you watched it?
Get it on the watch list. Yeah, I'm looking forward to having a binge-a-thon myself. And then our second guest this evening, both in studio, which I'm here for and I'm loving, we've got Connor from this series of Love Island. So we're going to be getting all the goss on these TV shows, reality shows and dating shows. There's love in the house. Now, guys, you know that we always start by spilling the tea. And this week we have got the lovely Lottie back in. Lottie, how are you, darling?
Hello, guys. I'm very well. How are you guys?
Good.
Really good. You're enjoying the weather?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Depends if I'm on the tube.
Right? Yeah. Lottie, don't say anything about the weather. Please. We're only getting about 4 days of
it. I love it.
Nobody listen to her.
So, Miss Lottie, what's this week saying showbiz-wise? Well, what's word on the curb?
We've got a lot going on. But first of all, obviously, we have to talk about the elephant in the room, Love Island.
Yes.
The big Love Island final, which happened on Monday night. We saw Mimi and Josh. I hope this isn't a spoiler. Hopefully, everyone's watched it by now. But they made history as the first black couple to win the show. Runners-up, Kieran and Nicole were obviously the favourites to win as well before the finale ended. But then Mimi and Josh, winners.
Wow,
I think it really took everyone by surprise.
Yeah.
But also, it made a lot of sense as well. But they'd only been dating for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. But then we saw this huge love story with Kieran and Nicole. So I think there was the expectation that they were going to win. But no, Mimi and Josh take away the 50K. And seem super happy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm delighted for them. But I do feel like it was a shock because, you know, even just their screen time.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't have that much screen time on the show as a couple. So it kind of felt like it came out of left field a small bit. And apparently what people are saying on TikTok is the reactions from the other Love Islanders when Mimi's name was called, it was kind of like, wait, what?
Yeah,
like kind of a shock.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think Kieran and Nicole felt the same.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys watched it, but they honestly looked, you know when they're trying so hard not to look peed off?
Yeah.
But you could tell they were like, what is going on?
Well, they fuming.
Oh, yeah, but you would be.
I think everyone expected they would win.
I think the worms turned with Love Island because back in the day, you know, kind of the format was always, it kind of become a foregone conclusion. You could always really whittle it down because people that had stayed loyal, most overused word on reality TV, especially
Love Island.
But you know when people are loyal and they've been together since very early doors. So it goes to show that you can be together a couple of weeks and take home the 50 bags.
Absolutely. It's happened before. Abigail, you know, she won and her and Greg weren't together long. But you know also, Molly May and Tommy Fury, they came second when they were on Love Island. So it just goes to show, you know, the longevity is there potentially. Yeah. But it's crazy. Yeah. A lot of people as well as that were talking about Joey Essex. I mean, I don't know if you guys have seen.
Yeah.
It's all over that he looked really, really annoyed at the final.
Really?
He just looked like he didn't want to be there. He was kind of head down, uninterested, you know, and I think it's because maybe he wasn't in the final and expected to be.
Right. Also, do you think that he's got a kind of a little glimpse of the headlines when he came out?
And,
you know, they weren't too favourable towards him.
He's probably been on his phone, hasn't he? As most people would, having a good scroll. Loads of negativity towards him, sadly, you know, and I have seen somewhere it said reportedly he was given kind of preferential treatment on the show. Reports say that he'd kind of spend time away with the producers and, you know, that he kind of expected to be in the final without it being said. You know what I mean? So
was anything said? Because I've not seen the final yet.
Yeah.
Was anything said? Was it addressed? Did he speak about it? Or is it...
No. I don't think he has. I think he's not said anything. He seems really happy with Jesse. They've done the old post, haven't they? Kind of Insta official. He said he's in his... what's it called? Exclusive era. Exclusive, yes. What does that even mean? I don't know.
Is it mean? Does that mean they're boyfriend girlfriend?
Yeah, exactly.
Just ask her to be your girlfriend.
Well, that's it. Just say, like, yeah, I don't get exclusive. Did they have exclusive back in the TOWIE days when you were on it? Or was it let me be your boyfriend or girlfriend?
Exclusive didn't mean a lot for some of them. you could be in a committed relationship. You could be engaged, but... Yeah, some people still chose to dip their wick elsewhere, but
so to speak.
Yeah, we'll move along.
Well, guys,
allegedly.
Do you know Joey and Jesse are on This Morning Tomorrow?
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I can't wait for that.
I think that's going to be their first interview, so that'll be interesting to see what they say.
So they'll be doing like press tours now as well, won't they?
Yeah,
kind of all over.
Know.
Oh, I
love
it.
Maybe we can get them on the week after next.
But him
week
and Sean, not friends, I don't think. It was a bit frosty.
Oh, because they had a bromance. Really close. What's happened?
Well, they had a bit of a bromance, but then obviously I think when Joey got voted out, he'd voted for Sean to leave. I don't know if you saw, and it kind of was such a shock, as it would be for Sean. They're so close. Why would Joey cast his vote for him? Anyway, I think Maya asked Sean, are you still friends? And he said, I'm not going to talk about it. It's Joey's birthday. So I think since he's come out, he's done a few interviews, and it's kind of hinted at the fact that maybe that friendship stays in the villa, and that's that. But we'll see. You never know.
That just kind of stinks of Sean was playing a game
maybe
plan, because I had a feeling all along he was sticking with Joey, thinking that everyone was loving Joey on the outside.
Oh my god,
and
totally.
Now that they've left, he's just dropped him because Joey wasn't getting the headlines he presumed he
was. That's so true.
So it's a watch this space,
it's
really.
A watch this space.
So when does reunion drop?
There is a reunion after finale, isn't there? It's always so awkward, isn't it? It's always like really weird.
Awkward as arseholes, isn't it? But I'm here for it.
Yeah, we love it. I'll definitely tune into that. You know, I feel like Love Island is the only show that gets worse as it gets closer to the final.
Oh, God, it's so boring towards the final sometimes,
literally,
isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
From the dot.
Because once you can call it and you know it's almost like just counting days. Like, how many lovely shots can we get of the pool?
Exactly. And they're one-on-one dates. It's like,
well, they
so
didn't
boring.
Do that this year.
Thank
apparently, because, reportedly, because the budget was splashed on Joey. But he said he didn't get a fee. He did it for free, apparently. So So they didn't have any of those cringe dates, which was good. I don't think we needed that.
No.
And they didn't do, which I kind of think, what we've seen as I guess as years have gone on, not just in Love Island, move Love Island aside, but TV aside, like lessons are learned as years go on, and reality TV likes to think that we're moving and always evolving and that. But a lot of the games they used to play have changed.
Yeah,
like, you don't get the negative headline one anymore, do you?
Which is good.
Which is
for your
good.
Mental health. When you can't do anything about it, you're stuck in a villa. Must be horrendous.
Exactly. And I think that's a really wise move from both production and ITV as a channel to go, do you know what, we're not going to.
Totally.
Because they're worm brains. If you can't do anything, you can't see anything about it. The last thing you want to know is that you're being trolled outside.
No, that's so true.
Definitely. That's it for another series.
Oh,
but
we're going to miss it.
We'll be sat here next year talking about...
The winter Love Island All Stars. Yeah, and they do the Winter Love Island now too.
No, All Stars, I think, is replaced.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, there we
it's
go.
It's better, I think.
Which
I think
is better.
Yeah. Because we already know them. Yeah. So you don't have to watch the first
They're like
few
old friends.
Yeah, exactly. We haven't got to remember names. What's next, Miss Lottie?
Well, next up, everyone's talking about Lady Gaga and questioning whether she's engaged, because obviously we saw her at the Olympics doing a big performance. And then on social media, it's gone viral that she was in a video and she's with her boyfriend. His name is Michael Polanski. They've been together since about 2020. Anyway, she was introducing him to Prime Minister Gabrielle Attal. I won't try and speak French. She was introducing him to Gabrielle, and she introduced him as her fiancé. So, she's never kind of said, I'm engaged, but it kind of hints that they are.
Oh, if you call someone your fiancé, it hints.
Well, this is what I mean. You wouldn't just say it unless you were, right?
No.
What I absolutely love about this video is she's clearly... kept her relationship so under wraps. She really does it. She's very private when it comes to that. And she's tried so hard not to announce this engagement, clearly. And then you've got someone, if you watch the clip, just like filming in the most, it's just the most obscure place as well. They're watching the swimming. So you just, she just doesn't have any privacy in this situation. Someone's
like,
caught her.
That wasn't my big announcement.
That is not what she wanted. She's Lady Gaga. She probably would have done something, spectacular.
Dressed herself in bacon.
Yeah.
But I really like that about about Lady Gaga. Yeah. Like you say, we don't ever see her off her head on Jager bombs falling out of a club.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
don't know what she's had for dinner. Like she's not an oversharer. And I think certain celebrities and artists are... I kind of like the... What's it called? The air of illusion. Is that the word? We're going with it. I'm owning it. Yeah. I like the air of illusion.
Yeah, totally.
So I think it makes you focus on their like talent as well and their music and stuff. Because we're not talking about their relationship status.
Yeah, and then when they do post a photo, you're like, oh my gosh, I love it. Yeah. Like it's like a real insight.
Yeah.
But they're such a nice couple. They've not addressed it. I think it's probably true. But yeah.
Because they haven't come out and denied it, have they? Which
well,
kind
that's
of
what
you
I mean.
Would.
Exactly.
You, if it was untrue.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah.
But congratulations if you're listening, Lady Gaga,
sure
and your lovely fiancé.
I'm sure
I'm pretty sure she's a fan of Access All Areas. If you're ever in the UK, let's get you on the show, darling. Well, she's in Paris. She's only up the road.
Yeah, sure, pop in.
Get yourself on the Eurostar, invoice us. And,
no bothers.
Don't get the central line. No, I've had a mare on there, but that's another story. Signal failures.
The usual.
What's next, Miss Lottie? Oh, we go round the asses.
Well, we've gone from an engagement to a lost wedding ring. So this has gone viral this week. We're sticking with the Olympics. We're still in Paris right now. So an Olympic champion, Gianmarco Tamberi, he's had to make a grovelling apology to his wife because I don't know if you watched the iconic Olympic opening ceremony, which had everyone talking. All of the countries kind of came in on the boats and were like waving flags. And it was an amazing, you know, situation. But while he was waving the flag, his wedding ring slipped off into the river.
What? How loose was his wedding ring?
How did you do that? I know, right? So he's absolutely devastated. And I think his wife was probably devastated as well. But it's gone. It's gone. It's sank to the bottom.
Is it on camera? It's falling off? Because is the wife initial fault? When the ring's missing, she's like, where's your fucking ring?
Yeah.
It fell off in the river when I was waving a flag.
Yeah. What was standing there? That old chestnut.
Because you can't really question that. Yeah. It's so obscure. You couldn't make it up.
Yeah, exactly. But he's turned it into something so beautiful. So he put on social media this massive post and he wrote a little poem. I'm not going to read it because it's quite lengthy. I say little, it's very long. But he's kind of basically said, she's always wanted to renew their vows. This has given the opportunity to do so. So it's turned into a positive after all of that.
That's nice. He might take her up the Eiffel Tower while they're in Paris.
There you go. The most romantic city in the world.
Isn't it?
They should do it there.
They should.
Yeah. There's a lovely little restaurant up there. I've had a nice meal on my birthday.
Oh, I've
only been twice, both with exes.
Maybe not the city of love.
Not the city of love, but no. No. But they do a lovely bit of grub up there, guys. So not an ad, but happy to go back and have one for free and review it on the TikTok. If you want, guys.
Maybe Gaga while she's there. Why not?
Gaga.
And
Love it.
Yeah, that'd be good.
What else, Miss Lotte?
So, finally, guys, I mean, this is absolutely iconic. Harry Styles, there's a waxwork that has been made of him at a bakery he used to work at. Please look at the photos because they are absolutely iconic. It looks identical to him, but it's the most creepy, terrifying thing I've ever seen in my life. It looks more like Harry than Harry himself. Oh. It's this huge kind of waxwork of him with a big orange feather bow around him, his kind of iconic orange outfit. But it's just unbelievably creepy. It's so big. So if you walked in there, you'd be terrified. But it's so many fans have gone to take a photo with it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's on its way to, I don't know how to say this, Madame Tussauds. Yeah.
Madame Tussauds. I'm sure it's
said a lot. You say it different, Tussauds. I
think
Madame
it's my
Tussauds.
Accent. Maybe. I've got a way with words.
Yeah, yeah. It's the French, the bilingual coming out.
Oh, God. But no, it's so funny. And it's on the way up there because apparently there's hot demand for a waxwork of Harry Styles. He's a global superstar.
So the bakers are lending it to Madame Tussauds.
No, it's doing a little drop off at the bakery.
Oh, first.
People can kind of come along.
I thought the bakery had made it and I was thinking, and it's that good, it's shit hot that Madame Tussauds like, we'll have a go on.
And Madame Tussauds start baking
that
bread
for them.
That
makes
sense. Yeah, exactly.
Here's a few croissants.
What a partnership.
I bet the local Greggs have seen a decline whilst that was, and I love a Greggs. Who don't love a Greggs sausage roll? But
the best.
For fans of Harry Styles and who ain't, I mean, I wouldn't mind little self. I'd rather fight with the real Harry.
Oh, yeah. But why has there not been a waxwork of him before? I feel
That's
like they've
I'm
got
thinking.
One of everyone.
I literally thought they had one, unless they've made a better one. But do you not think that, like, waxworks are so weird?
They're so
like,
it's really weird.
Like, I have no... Like, sorry now, Madame Tussauds. house. But like, I have no value in going to see waxwork.
Like, would you want to go around there?
Just me, picture of Beyonce's, not Beyonce. It's plastic. Plastic. Like,
we'll get one with the Harry Styles. Yeah,
it's plastic in the name.
Plastic.
Think of the environment.
I used to be really scared, like when I was little, so going back like 8 years. There used to be a certain chain of restaurants. I think they're still going, but I won't name them. And there was a store in particular in the corner from like where my mum and dad took me for dinner. Like, we all had dinner, didn't just take me. And there was like this creep. I don't think that was made of wax, and it certainly weren't Madame Tussauds. I love a bit of Madame Tussauds. But these were like plastic figures that shook your hand on the way in and on the way out.
Yeah.
And I think they were kind of dressed as Victorian it just freaked me out. And I've got a thing, I hate things like that.
Same.
My auntie had like a thing for clowns, and I've got a big phobia of clowns.
Yeah.
And like China, do you know, there's certain things, but I loved a Barbie.
We love a Barbie.
It's the life-size things where you could see their eyes are fake.
Yeah.
I'm always looking in the eyes thinking, are they going
to
move?
And clowns, because even when I was a kid, I weren't stupid enough to know that there was someone behind that makeup and that red nose and that horrible wig.
Yeah.
And I kind of think it's quite a disturbing thing.
It is.
We're all like,
I kind of hate you. For me,
If the clown didn't do us any favours in the 90s, did it?
Absolutely.
No, and then there's that one that runs around with the red balloon in
the
film. I can't watch that.
Oh, God, it's the creepiest thing.
Oh, it's just a strange thing. And I think actually coming into here, it was Halloween. I don't know what year it was. And it obviously fell on a Wednesday when we were called Access. And there was two or three people walking down, got off the tube, dressed as clown. It was more horrific for me than some of... And like, it's not like back in the day, Halloween Marsh used to go Woolworths.
Yeah.
And it was like a 99p really shit witch. Do you know
what
I mean?
Yeah, and
it was like a cartoon shit witch. Yeah. Now they're like almost Steven Spielberg quality. And I kind of think we're at a line there where I'm a bit like, shit, ain't it like the one day of the year? If you like it, let's not go down that route. But it's just, I don't want to see clowns when I'm walking off the tube.
Never.
I don't need that in my life. I'm not here for it. I'm not stable enough for it.
I don't want to see a waxwork Harry Styles at the local bakery.
But real Harry again after Gaga. What a show that'll be. Let's have Gaga. Harry, you come in as well, babe. I'd love to have you in on Access, darling.
Yeah.
Drop us a DM.
Love it.
It's
love it.
Time for one more. We've got a couple of minutes left to show this.
Guys, we've got something exciting. So obviously, Love Island is over, but next week we've got Love is Blind UK landing on our screens over on Netflix. I'm actually super excited. I love to get my teeth sunk in to a new reality show. We've seen Love is Blind in the US and various other places. We've never seen it in the UK.
No.
I just cannot wait to see what the contestants from the UK are like. I cannot wait. So we've got 15 men, 15 women heading in. It looks like it's going to be incredible. Emma and Matt Willis, celebrity power couple, they're going to be hosting. And starting next week, back in the pod.
What do you girls think the twist is? Because you kind of know, and I guess it happens vice versa, when a show from UK goes stateside and when we have one of theirs. What do you think we'll do different? Because I love American TV. I love America. I'm obsessed. A lot of the stuff I've been to.
They do reality TV so well, don't
they? They do it so well. How do you think we'll put a UK stamp on it?
Well, I think we'll just be drinking cups of tea. Well, they were drinking alcohol in the pods. I think we'll just be there with an English breakfast.
And eating
Vicky Sponge, digestive biscuits.
That would be bliss.
Yeah.
But you know what I think they should add? It should be like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, when you can have phone a friend or 50-50 questions.
Yes.
Maybe if they add like three lifelines, that it could be like, you can show me a picture of your mom. You can show me a picture.
I wonder what you was going to say. A picture was going to say, Miss Ellen.
No, because that would seal the deal.
Yeah, no, you know if it's a keeper. If you see a picture, you know if it's a yes or hashtag it's a no from me.
Well, exactly. Emma and Matt aren't allowed to. They've actually said in an interview that they're so annoyed. They want to change this. They're not allowed to interfere. So it's kind of like, you know, David Attenborough when they're doing these animal shows and they see something bad's going to happen, but they can't go in and do anything about it. They said it's like that, but like, you know, the contestant Love is Blind version. Ooh. They probably want to just say, he's not for you, she's not for you, but they can't, you know.
Oh,
but I can't
It must be difficult to host a show like you say, when you want to advise someone.
But you can't. Yeah.
But that's life. We've all had friends that are in relationships, I'm sure, and we're like, oh my God, he ain't a
that's
good
it.
Egg, or she ain't a good egg.
That's it.
But we've got to let people go on their own. Hashtag journeys. Lottie, always a pleasure to have you in the studio.
So
thank
good.
You so
it's
much, Don. You're looking stunning in that royal blue.
Gorgeous.
I always think of Kate Middleton when I see that blue.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Beautiful colour. It is.
You're like a blonde Kate.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Guys, we're gonna go to we're gonna go to a little trail, and then we're gonna be joined in the studio by Lucy from Too Hot to Handle. We will see you in two.
Access All Areas continues next. Bar Radio. Access All Areas with Bobby Norris.
What's going on in the DMs? Are you getting naughty pictures from fans? Girls, are you getting the odd little pic? I bet they're popping the DMs.
Yeah, the DMs are doing all right. I've got a lot of cousins, big family, so they're all touching base.
Yeah.
There's a few girls in there as well. I've had some fruity videos come through.
Oh, so, tell us a little bit more.
PG.
Yeah, we're going there. Access all areas, mate.
What the hell with Gabby Allen?
Three words to describe yourself.
Weird, funny, and quirky. I'm a strange guy.
Oh, I love that. That's good. Not many men would say that. Normally they're like, yeah, strong.
No, you know what? That's what people think I'm going to be. Like, they see, like, the gym and the muscles and the tattoos, and they think I'm going to be, like, this, like, serious, like, fuck boy, like, laugh. You know what I mean? And then they meet me. And I'm like a Jim Carrey. I'm like a muscly Jim Carrey.
Politics Uncensored.
I felt like it was a little bit, they wanted to go viral. They wanted the clip to end up on socials and be able to go viral. And there was nothing substantive on it. So to be honest, it kind of pissed me off because I thought it was a throwaway comment made for social media as opposed to actually giving voters information they need when they enter the voting booth.
Totally agree. And I also found the whole, I think you said something about Keir Starmer's strings being pulled by senior members of the Labour Party. I found that slightly conspiratorial.
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
What's kind of that one golden thing that you like to share with people who are trying to start a business?
That's a really easy one, because I have a mantra which, you know, I say to young people all the time, and they really get it when I say it. And it goes like, don't undermine who you are by comparing yourself with someone else. It's because we are all different. Why each of us is special.
Access All Areas with Bobby Norris.
Girls got to choose which guy to bring, or
yeah,
was it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they went away from all of the other islanders, and that's where Joey and Grace were hooking up mad. And I've seen the headlines the next day. Apparently, producers had to really cut out loads of
that,
their saucy antics.
You reckon the train was going in the tunnel?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There was no train strike that night.
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
Have you had any failures with your money?
Spent money on a designer handbag and literally that designer got cancelled maybe like a week or two after, so it's in my house and I've never worn it out.
That's really sad, but that could be like a unique masterpiece, right? That is one of a kind. They don't make it anymore, so you can.
Oh no, they still make it, but I just don't. Maybe the time of cancellation is probably past now, but at that time, I remember what I just bought it. I said to my sister, I was like, "Can I wear this out?" She's like, "Ola, how are you?" No.
Grab your backstage passes and prepare to access all areas.
Welcome back to Access All Areas, guys, and we are live on FUBAR Radio. And the stunning, if I do say myself,
gorgeous
Lucy has just walked in from Too Hot to Handle. Lucy, how are you, darling?
I'm so good. How are you guys?
Really brilliant. Good, thank you. Thank you so much for coming into the Access Studios.
No, thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
You're so welcome. So, first things first, obviously, we've got to talk all things Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah.
Netflix have just dropped the second lot of three episodes. Mm-hmm. Have you binged them all?
I have. Yeah, I have.
What's your thoughts watching it back? Because obviously when you live and breathe a reality show, and then obviously you've had, what's the gap been from when you recorded to waiting for it to air?
End of December. So I've had like half a year.
Half a year.
Like, kind of sat on it, like, wow. Just waiting.
Was that nerve-wracking?
Yeah, it was just weird. Cause there's so many people that I'm friends with that obviously had no idea that I'd been on it. And obviously, you know, like they just... They were like, oh, you just disappeared for a little while. I'm like, yeah, I just disappeared, you know. Like, went on a trip, went to do a yoga retreat in Bali.
And how is it watching it back? Are you seeing things? Because I'm guessing you only know what you filmed. Mm. So you're seeing things that other people are doing that you didn't know about. How does it feel sitting on the sofa watching yourself and seeing what's really gone down?
Oh, it was weird. I'm not going to lie, that the last drop of episodes was quite a difficult watch. Like, watching what was going down kind of... without me knowing was weird, so weird. But yeah, it's I chose to watch everything first by myself, and then I watch it with people because I'm like, I want to like digest it first,
yeah.
See what's going on, like, just so I know, and then right. Rewatch it. And then
I totally get that. Yeah. Like watching it with your family or whatever, you don't know what's coming up.
No.
It must be really nerve wracking.
Yeah, I was just like, I want to like have this experience first, and then I'm like, oh, okay, that bit was okay. Oh, let's maybe skip that bit, you know, a little bit.
Right.
But it's fine.
Because obviously, you never know what, and I think a lot of people think that. You get sent episodes of TV shows that you film. And in reality TV, that just doesn't happen. Mm. You don't know until it airs.
No.
So people are like, oh, what's going to happen in that episode? So especially something that's being filmed 24 hours a day, you've got no idea. Obviously, you've got a rough idea of what's happened in that journey. But you don't know exactly what's going to make an episode.
No.
So you have to kind of watch and see yourself how it's gone.
Yeah, and there's things that you've said that obviously, yeah, like you said, it's filmed 24 hours. There's never not a camera on you. Like, you go for a wee, there's a camera there. Like, anything you do, there's a camera. And there's things that I've said, I go, oh, I forgot I said that.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, did I say that? Was that me? I'm like, no. And then my friend's like, oh, can't believe you said that. I'm like, I must have. It's on camera. Like, obviously, I did.
As you're watching it back and it's edited together and all sliced together, is there anything that you wish that they had kept in that they decided not to, that kind of changed the context of what was going on at the time?
I don't think so. To be honest, most of like everything I kind of remember was in there. Mm. I think I'm quite lucky. Like, I don't know about everyone else's journey, but I feel like mine so far is quite well documented because obviously there's a lot of drama going on with it.
Mm.
So there's a lot of my stuff I think has been kept in, like, more than I even remember, to be honest.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh yeah, that happened. Oh yeah, did that, didn't I? Oh, didn't do that. Yeah, okay, cool.
So you almost wouldn't have mind if they did cut a little bit.
Yeah,
you'd be like, oh.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that certain shower scene, I'm like, you could have just left that one out. Yeah, that's fine.
So Luce, obviously you and Charlie had a connection at the very start of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Were you sad how it all ended?
Yeah, like... Oh gosh, watching that back was actually really weird, and not the most pleasant thing to watch back. I won't lie. I was sad. I think in the moment I was just so shocked. Like, obviously people are probably watching, thinking, "Oh my god, you haven't known this guy that long. Like, why are you that invested?" You know.
Mm-hmm.
But when you spend that long with someone and you're in bed together every night, and like, you know, you're having pillow talk and you're cuddling, and like we did have like. A discussion about like the outside world and like, you know, how that would pan out and things like that. So then obviously when that all happened, I just felt like shell shocked. And, you know, like there are cameras on you and you're being filmed. So obviously it's just a lot. It's a lot. Mm. But I just wanted to, I remember in the moment being like, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Just hold it in. You can cry in a minute. And as soon as I got to the girls, I was like,
because he's very charismatic. Was you attracted to him instantly?
Yeah.
He ain't bad on the eye. Let's have it right.
He's a handsome guy.
Was you like, this geezer's a salt?
Yeah. He's a salt. No, he is. And do you know what? Like, from the day one, as soon as he came in, he just like that charisma, cheeky.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no, you're gonna be a little problem for me.
Yeah.
Like,
he's a little
cheeky Charlie. Yeah. Literally, first episode, I think, and first day, I was like, you've got a wandering eye. You're gonna be an issue for me. Like, but yeah.
Have you stayed in contact?
I'm in contact with everyone. So
okay,
there's I'm in contact with everyone. So
what's the group chat saying? Like, because obviously, once they've dropped, and this, I love that Netflix are doing this.
Yeah.
Mm.
So you get your three episodes, a little break, then another three.
Yeah.
Is the phone pinging off? So Friday when Netflix dropped the I keep saying the second three, but that, I don't know if that's grammatically yeah. right. But you know what I mean? So it'd be lost. Four, five,
yeah,
and six.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So one, I love that you know what I mean. Thanks, yeah. Lose. So once they've dropped
them. I was born in Essex.
We talk the same lingo. So are you all kind of sat there on your sofa or in bed, like on the group chat, WhatsApping each other, going, fucking hell?
Yeah, to be honest, all the girls, bless them, were just like, oh my God, like we're watching you cry. Like, oh my God, babe. And I was like, it's fine. Like, I'm fine now, guys. Like, don't worry.
It's 8 months later.
Yeah, literally. And sometimes we'll all be like, oh my gosh, like, did you believe that? No, did you know that happened? No, wait, what? Like, when was that chat? It is, yeah, because obviously there are conversations that you don't even know happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, people's obviously, like, when we chat to the camera, we have our little, like, time chatting to the camera, and you're like, oh, you said that, did you? And I'm sure there's things that I've said, you know, that I'm probably like, oh, sorry about that one, you know, sorry.
Was there anything that you watched back that friends that you made on the show, you were kind of shocked when they said something about you? Is there anything that stands out?
Nah, not really. Like, none of the people that I'm friends with, I don't think, said anything, like, shocking. I think I loved Gianna's reaction when I got dumped. Like, bless her heart. She was literally so shocked and, like, heartbroken for me, aww, which was so cute.
Yeah.
Like, the girls, we had such a little, like, a strong bond, yeah, and we still do. Like, I love them so much. I'm like, come to London. literally, I was like, get to London. Everyone talks about Big Ben. I'm like, come see it then. There's lots of Big Bens in London.
There certainly is. So this year, is, I love that Netflix have taken the approach of being up front, it was too hot to handle. Because obviously in prior seasons, it's always been, there's this new TV show and people have applied or been approached. And this year they was like, do you know what? Ball's on the table. It's too hot to handle.
Ball's on the table. I don't think about that. Literally. I'm going to use that in my life.
Are you glad that you know? Because I kind of think Netflix is a very clever move. But also I think it's probably got to a stage now where the show's such a success. How many years was they going to go on every summer? Yeah. Like, coincidentally, was there a new show that was called whatever it was called? Do you know what I mean?
I think they had to, like, tell us. Because everyone always, even like me, I had an inkling. I was like, look, I don't know. There's loads of new shows that get commissioned. But I was like, I think it probably is.
Yeah.
And then when they told us, then I was like, okay, well, this will be interesting because they've told us. So they're going to have to do something new.
Yeah.
Surely, like, then we kind of, obviously no one knew what the plot was going to be, like what this like new thing was going to be. And obviously like then Bad Lana.
Yes.
But we were like, there's going to be something, isn't there? And obviously like literally day one, first episode, and we're like, this like new cone with a new accent, like Bad Lana. We were like, oh, it's gonna be different. Like, it's gonna be. And then we just thought that we were being tricked. They're like, no rules, no fines. We're like, what? Like, no, like, what is this?
Oh, God.
Do you think if it wasn't in that situation, obviously your path probably wouldn't have crossed with Charlie, so it's hypothetical, obviously. But would you and Charlie have worked on the outside if you wasn't in the show, in that process, and in the intensity of the actual show itself?
I think the show just, yeah, we probably would, like, right, we probably would never have met, because he is younger than me. I mean, nothing wrong with a toy boy.
No,
nothing wrong with that. Like,
if we ain't mad at
that. If it's good enough for like Cher, it's good enough for me.
Exactly.
But yeah, we just probably would have never crossed, like, even crossed paths. I mean, I probably would have seen him on Instagram because, let's be real, he's a very handsome man. And
I've done a few like.
I love, they're the best little games ever. Like, you like it back. All right, let's keep going. Who's gonna DM first?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, funny you should ask about DMs, because one of my go-to questions.
Here we go.
It's my question. When someone's come from a TV show, I love it because I know what goes down in the DMs and what people send. What are your DMs saying? Have you had some dick pics in the old DMs?
Oh my gosh. Do you know why? I think I'm psychic. I preempted that you were going to ask me.
It's a Bobby Norris question.
I didn't know if I was allowed to say dick.
Oh yeah, love dick.
I've been like, I'll have to be like an aubergine pic.
Nah.
I have been sent. Not that many, to be fair. Only two. I've only had two. Very, very hairy. I was like, okay,
wow,
fair.
Wow, okay.
Fine.
The hair is fair.
What were they saying in terms of the pics itself? Was you interested? Like, no. Were they nice? No. They never are.
They weren't. No, it wasn't nice.
They never are nice.
It's never a nice Corey that you get sent.
Like, and guys never know how to take a picture in general. So
shit lighting. Awful angle. Yeah, and I want to go, babe.
Too harsh. Like, the shadow. It was way too harsh.
Yeah.
Too much shadow. Like, too shadowy.
They need a ring light or something.
I should
going
send
on.
Them a ring light and a trimmer. For your next one, babe, just try this and then resend it, okay? Retry.
Yeah, try again. God loves a try.
I would say persistence is key, so look, you never know.
Absolutely. Love that. In terms of socials, have you come across any trolls? Because you know what it's like, when you do reality TV, everyone has an opinion, which is amazing. Social media, we're here for it, but it can cross a line.
Yeah.
How social media comments and like the trolling side?
I've been so lucky. I've had so many lovely comments, especially from like girls, like, oh, you know, like watched you and like you're doing so well and you handled it all so like gracefully. I have like, obviously everyone gets like a few nasty comments.
Yeah.
And I did have one. I really wanted to reply to it, like a comment about me, like, oh, she's so not classy, she's tacky. And part of me was like, I really want to reply and be like, yeah, she really is. Like, I know her. Trust me, I've lived with her for 28 years. She's horrible as well. Like, but I was just like, you know what? Look, you know, anyone that sends like nasty comments. So I said this to like the other people on the show. I was like, anyone that sends that, they're just insecure themselves. They're, like, they're not happy.
Yeah.
Like, you don't send that if you're in a good place.
And you know what? They'd love a few bit back.
Yeah.
So the best thing is to just
leave
ignore.
It.
Yeah.
Be better, not bitter.
Exactly.
Always be better, not bitter.
It took me many a year to realise that.
It's
honestly.
Hard,
it is.
But I'm at a stage now, like, I bite my tongue with these veneers.
Ouch.
I just handle it very differently now. Like, social would never serve people that was. Like, adamant that I was transitioning and I'd had gender reassignment surgery. Mm. And I was like, fuck, you caught me. And they was like, we saw you outside the clinic in Harley Street. And rather than going, no, you didn't. I'm like,
you
caught me.
I
had a lovely dress. I had a lovely red wig.
Yeah.
You've ruined the surprise. I've kept the beard.
Yeah.
I didn't cut that off, but
no,
I've got tits and a
vagina.
Yeah,
cut the beard.
I cut the Corey off, but I kept the beard. I mean, if that different horses for different courses.
There you go.
But I would personally cut the beard before I cut anything else.
But
thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Predictions before you go, babes. What's in store? Like, we've literally got 30 seconds. What do you think for the last three episodes?
You've definitely got some drama coming.
Love it.
I reckon, one very big shock, a big surprise. It even shocked me at the time. I'm still laughing about it now. I hope you're all happy. Yeah. Hopefully you'll be happy. Okay. We'll see.
All right. I'm looking forward to it now.
I love it. Yeah. Amazing cast. Love the episode so far. And Netflix, hats off, always, whatever they do, they always deliver.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. To be fair.
They are the governor when it comes to a streaming service.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Luz.
Thank
it's been
you.
A pleasure.
Thank
Guys,
you.
Guys, we are going to take a little break and we will see you in two and we'll be joined by the lovely Connor. Ta-da.
Access All Areas continues next. Fubar Radio.
Politics Uncensored.
I felt like it was a little bit, they wanted to go viral. They wanted the clip to end up on socials and be able to go viral, and there was nothing substantive on it. So to be honest, it kind of pissed me off because I thought it was a throwaway comment made for social media as opposed to actually giving voters information they need when they enter the voting booth.
Totally agree. And I also found the whole, I think he said something about Keir Starmer's strings being pulled by senior members of the Labour Party. I found that slightly conspiratorial.
Access All Areas with Bobby Norris.
Girls got to choose which guy to bring, or
yeah,
was it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they went away from all of the other islanders, and that's where Joey and Grace were hooking up mad. And I've seen the headlines the next day. Apparently, producers had to really cut out loads of
that,
their saucy antics.
You reckon the train was going in the tunnel?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There was no train strike that night.
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
What's kind of that one golden thing that you like to share with people who are trying to start a business?
That's a really easy one, because I have a mantra which, you know, I say to young people all the time, and they really get it when I say it. And it goes like, don't undermine who you are by comparing yourself with someone else. It's because we are all different. Why each of us is special.
What the hell with Gabby Allen.
Three words to describe yourself.
Weird, funny, and quirky. I'm a strange guy.
Oh, I love that. That's good. Not many men would say that. Normally they're like, yeah, strong.
No, do you know what? That's what people think I'm going to be like. They see like the gym and the muscles and the tattoos, and they think I'm going to be like this, like serious, like fuck boy, like lad. You know what I mean? And then they meet me, and I'm like a Jim Carrey. I'm like a muscly Jim Carrey.
Access all areas with Bobby Norris.
What's going on in the DMs? Are you getting naughty pictures from fans? Girls, are you getting the odd little pic? I bet they're popping the DMs.
Yeah, the DMs are doing all right. I've got a lot of cousins, big family, so they're all touching base.
Yeah.
There's a few girls in there as well. I've had some fruity videos come through.
Oh, so, tell us a little bit more.
You wanna go there?
Yeah, we're going there. Access all areas, mate.
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
Have you had any failures with your money?
Spent money on a designer handbag, and literally that designer got cancelled maybe like a week or two after, so it's in my house and I've never worn it out.
That's really sad, but that could be like a unique masterpiece, right? That is one of a kind. They don't make it anymore, so you can.
Oh no, they still make it, but I just don't. Maybe the time of cancellation is probably past now. But at that time, I remember what I just bought it. I said to my sister, I was like, "Can I wear this out?" She's like, "Ola, how are you?" No.
Grab your backstage passes and prepare to access all areas.
Welcome back to Access All Areas. I'm Bobby Norris, and we are very much live on FUBAR Radio. We've just had Connor walk into the studio. Where are you, Connor?
Hello, how's it going?
Really good, thank you. Thank you for coming into Access All Areas.
Thanks for having me.
Connor, you came across as like the nicest guy in the world on Love Island.
Thank you very much. Like, I appreciate that.
Are you that nice in real life?
I mean, yeah, I guess so.
I mean, the interaction we've had so far, it seems like
it's been lovely.
Yeah, it really has.
How would you sum up your experience on the show?
As a whole, I mean.
As a whole.
Obviously.
Peaks and troughs.
Yeah. I mean, I've watched the show. I've watched most of the seasons.
Yeah.
So going on to it, you know what? Going in, the villa's a lot smaller than what I thought.
Really?
The garden is a lot smaller than what I thought it would be from watching it on TV.
No way.
Yeah. But as a whole, loved it. It was sick.
Was this the first year you've applied for Love Island? And what made you think, I'm going to give that a shot?
So do you know what happened? So this was probably about 3 or 4 years ago. One of my friends applied me for it without telling me.
Oh.
Yeah.
As a joke.
And so I think I got through like a certain stage till you have to do like a video Zoom call.
Yeah.
But didn't really get past that. Then last year, it was a similar sort of thing, Zoom call, nothing happened. So I thought, you know what, we're going to leave it there now.
Right.
You know? And then they approached me this year. So, yeah.
Love it. I'm a very big believer that everything happens for a reason. Definitely. Life is all about timing.
For sure. And so when you came into the villa, you coupled up with Grace. She's so beautiful.
Yeah.
She was actually coupled up with Joey at the time. And then you got a chance to steal whoever you wanted.
Yeah.
And you chose Grace. What was your reasoning for choosing Grace? And are you glad that it went that way?
Yeah, so I went in there and I thought, listen, it's only been 2 weeks. Mm. No one was fully in a couple, 2 weeks of knowing somebody. So I just wanted to go and pick who I wanted to pick.
Yeah.
That was basically my reasoning, yeah.
Do you think she'd still be with Joey now if you hadn't stole her?
Personally, no. I don't think so. I mean, how I saw it, like I've said it before, they kind of had a bit of a holiday romance in the past. I thought it's going to be the same again this time round. Mm. And, I think I was right in the end.
Yeah. Is that the vibe they gave off together in the villa?
Yeah, well, how I saw it was, if it didn't work last time, is it going to work this time?
Yeah.
Grace, lovely girl. Joey, I get along with Joey really well as well, so, good. Yeah.
So you left the villa with Lolly. Are you still together?
No, me and Lolly are friends.
Okay.
We're friends, yeah. So we had an event in Manchester, not last night, night before, for a Boohoo event. So, yeah, we're still friends. We'll still go out and have drinks and stuff.
Nice.
So, yeah.
And there's no spark there at all?
There's no real spark there, no, but...
So no friends with benefit, you ain't doing bits.
Nah, no bits, no bits. It's strictly PG, me and
strictly.
Lolly. Yeah. Lolly the lollipop.
What's... Sorry, I'll say it, darling.
I think we're dying for all the questions here. Yeah. So what's your love life saying now outside of Love Island? Has your head turned outside the villa with any of the girls, the villa girls?
You know what, I will be honest... The DMs were ridiculous. I wasn't expecting it. I was not expecting it at all.
How were you not expecting it? You're handsome.
I just didn't know. Like, obviously, because I didn't find anyone there. I thought, you know what? The experience was good. Coming out of it, yeah, the DMs are pretty flooded.
Let's talk DMs, because it's very much always on the tip of my tongue when I interview guys in here. So what are they saying? Because a lot of girls, and not necessarily just girls, gay guys and straight guys, get dick pics. Not necessarily are you getting, but have you had any dick pics? But have you had any naughty pics from either gender or any gender?
I haven't. No. Do you know why though? I think it's because I'm the nice guy. They probably think that they can't send it to me. Yeah. You know? Not that.
You're
master.
Like Jennifer.
Just like that was a subtle shirt.
But that probably is it as well, because people are like, oh, he's a guy that you take home to your parents. Yeah. Now.
So I can't lob a tit out and send it to
him. Can't show my badge.
Got to keep me own knickers on. So how are you finding social media? Have you come across any trolls? Because they can be a bit of nastiness on social media, can't they?
You know what? Like, looking through comments and stuff, I don't look for stuff, but I haven't seen any. I haven't seen any.
That's nice.
I don't think I've had too much bad press.
No, you haven't at all.
But then I wasn't involved with any sort of drama, was I?
That's it, you weren't. And even though you did, like, make dramatic moments in the show, i.e. stealing Grace from Joey, it was still done in a real nice way. Yeah. And you kind of always touched base with, like, the other person just to make sure you're
I just
all
think,
solid.
Like, it's just there's a way to go about things. So if I was going to make a big decision like that by picking Grace... It's only fair that I go pull Joey aside, have a conversation, give him my reasons why. So, everything was all right.
And we just heard as well that, like, Sean and Joey, they were very close, as we've seen throughout the weeks in the villa. They were like brothers.
Yeah, yeah.
But now apparently they're not on speaking terms anymore. I think Sean said something in the live final about he doesn't want to mention anything about him and Joey's relationship because it's Joey's birthday.
Right, okay.
So do you know any scoops about that?
I haven't actually watched it, so I don't know.
Right, okay.
They were close in there, very close. Mm. But what happened? Didn't something...
Joey picked
Sean
and
Matilda,
to get him kicked out.
Yeah, so maybe he felt that, you know, his best friend, his brother, has gone behind his back a bit, so maybe that's kind of what... But I don't have any insight on that one, unfortunately.
How are you finding your newfound fame? Now you're back in the UK, you've touched back down. Is it mad? Is it crazy?
I live in Cornwall and I've spent very little time down there. I've been here. I was in Birmingham the other day for an event, then we was in Manchester and London today. So yeah, it's been
keeping you busy.
Very busy.
Nice.
But I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it.
Have you got the bug now for reality TV? And if so, what shows have you got your eyes on?
So this was funny. Joey's talking to me in there.
What was he saying?
So he's done MasterChef in the past.
Yes.
So all my mates were taking the piss out of me because I was always in the kitchen. Right? Always in the kitchen. But Joey makes me laugh because I'm in there doing just pizzas in the evening. Pizzas in the evening, cutting them up. Joey's gone, Connor, you're such a good chef. You need to go on MasterChef. I was like, Joey, I'm cutting a frozen pizza up. Like, it doesn't take a lot of skill, you know? But if I was asked to do it, I'd do it. I love cooking, so yeah.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
So have you watched this series of Love Island back?
I haven't watched it back. No. I've watched a couple of episodes from after I'd left.
Okay.
But I've not watched it back, no.
Are you going to?
at some point I will.
Yeah.
You know what? If I came out and got bad press, I'd be thinking, right, how's it been edited? Or
there's to go back and look,
I think. Because I've come out and things have been pretty sweet, I thought, well, I've lived it. Do I need to watch it? I will watch it at some point. I definitely will.
What are friends and family saying? Well, what's their response been? Was they proud of you?
Yeah,
I bet they
most
were.
Most of them were like, we're proud of you, we're proud
most
of you.
Most of them? What, were some not?
Yeah. So basically, you know, when I kissed Emma on the terrace.
Yes.
Right, and I used the cheesy line, didn't I? Have you got fake eyelashes on? And then I leant in.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The inside on that one is, it's it's what the boys used to use back in the day. So, like, our group of friends, it was one of the moves. And they said, right, you need to send us a sign when you're in there. So I thought that was a sign.
I love that.
Oh, that's nice for the boys, not so much for Amber.
Yeah,
she was probably like, cringe.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, listen, I hold my hands up. It was very cringe.
I love the honesty.
I know.
But yeah, nice little subtle side. I thought he was going to say they was pissed off I stole one of their lines.
No, I think they were happy. They wanted to know you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So would you end up going back into the villa if you were asked, because All Stars is coming up, and if they ask you to go back in, do you think you would?
I mean, I've never say never. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they asked me to go in, potentially would go back in. I had a great time the first time round, didn't find anybody. So if I was asked again, potentially I could find someone, can I? So
yeah.
Who knows? Who knows?
Never say never. Never say and like never. You say, this was your time to get onto the show.
Yeah.
The other two weren't. So this, All Stars could be the one. You could be wifed off.
Could be. Who knows?
What is your... Let's go into Love Island dictionary words. What's your type on paper, Connor?
My type on paper. So again, this is a very boring answer. I haven't actually got a type.
I love that. I'm like
but
that.
But it's just like, as long as I get along with them, obviously I have to find somebody attractive.
Colts.
But I could find black girls, white girls, ginger, like, you know, I find, and if you're attractive to me, you're just attractive, you know?
You don't discriminate.
What's the term for that again? I think I saw you do an interview a few days ago. It was called...
I think the word was...
Sexy or something or something?
You know what? I can't actually remember. But it was
too
if you're attracted to somebody's brain.
Yes.
So I agreed with it because I thought, okay, well, I'll go with that. I'm attracted to your brain.
Yeah.
I kind of get that because I'm like, too. Some of my friends are like, I would say if you got a photo of all their exes, it would look like, what's it called? Like a photo fit a Crime Watch. Yeah. Not that, but as in that they all look very similar.
Yeah.
My exes are all very different because for me, if you have to make me laugh, and it doesn't matter what you look like. If you've either got it or you ain't. Do you know what I mean? It's like chlamydia. Yeah. And I ain't got it. I've never had it.
So your exes are from Crime Watch, and they've all chlamydia. You heard it here
first. They're all clapped out. No, they're not. I won't be surprised about one or two. But we joke. All banter, jesting. But but for me, I think, and maybe that comes under the same thing, like brain intelligence. Yeah. I think humour, so there's more than just... Aren't we very wise people?
Very wise.
It's not just about the beauty.
It's just not. But also, I think it's like how people hold themselves,
definitely,
right? And like how they kind of maneuver. Because first, like, that's why I think dating apps just do not work. Because somebody may not like visually look that attractive. But when you see them in person, you'd be like, damn.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's the confidence and
but
it's
not
how
only
they
that, like,
themselves.
You can look at somebody's photo and think, okay, they might be a bit like this. But you actually get to know them and they're not nothing like how they are shown.
So true.
So,
yeah. And so true.
The thing with Love Island as well was obviously because of the situation, you're all in a villa. Like it's very different to the real world in terms of the scenarios you're in. Of course, that's the nature of the game. But in the real world, if you was to meet a lovely lady, and whether that's how would you go about meeting someone? Are you one of the? I guess not very few people to meet. Like you know, back in day, I met him at the pub.
Yeah,
you don't really know because everyone's just with their group of mates, so you don't really go. Yeah. Over to people,
but I would
do
if
you?
I was out, definitely. Like if somebody, it's happened to me before where someone's walked past me and I just thought I have to go and approach you. Yeah, she like caught my eye and I had to go over and say something.
And put it on us. What would you say to the lady? I see you've met her at a pub, she walks past in the booze. In your head, what are you thinking? She's a salt.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I can actually give you a story. This was in Cardiff. This was a while ago now. And we were in the walkabout and I was watching a rugby game, right? So we've gone in there, loads of girls, loads of guys, just as many girls as there was guys because it's Wales, isn't it? They love rugby up there.
Yeah.
And the girls walked past and everyone was looking at her. Everyone was. So I thought, right, I have to stop her and I have to take my moment. So I said, listen, I've gone up to her and I've just said, I'm sorry, I couldn't let you walk past me. I just, without telling you that you're beautiful.
Aww.
So she was like, thanks, and walked off, right?
No.
So the boys are ripping the piss out of me, right? Ripping the piss out of me. But what happened? We've sat down, watched the game at half time. She came over, tapped me on the shoulder and said, oh, can we come and sit with you?
Oh, my God.
So
there
worked.
You go.
So you laid the foundation.
Laid the foundation, yeah.
Got her thinking, do you know what? Lovely guy. Yeah. Compliments go a long way.
Totally.
As long as they're genuine. Don't be disingenuous just to get in someone's drawers, fellas. Do you know what I mean?
And I think
girls ain't stupid. Do you know if someone just wants to
100%.
Give you one.
Yeah. And I feel like girls really appreciate when guys approach, because that doesn't happen anymore. So when it does, you're kind of caught off guard. And that's probably what happened to her. She was caught off guard originally. Off guard. Yeah. And then afterwards, she was like, damn it, he's hot, I'm going to go back. Yeah. So that's probably what happened. But I think girls really appreciate when guys approach.
Definitely. But I did get ripped even more, because I was going to meet, we were going to meet them later on, right? Mm. I've gone to ring a number. Didn't ring. Wrong
number,
she
did fake number you off.
So, how I'm looking at it, it was either a fake
this
number.
This is like a roller coaster.
Or it was an accidental, you know, she's missed a number or something.
Yeah. If you're listening, go love, get into
yeah. Second one, yeah.
It's easy done after a couple of Jaegers. Yeah, maybe. Because she didn't, yeah, go with that. Because if she didn't like and weren't interested, she wouldn't have come
she
over and sat with you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I think that was genuine. Otherwise, she would have just, she didn't have to mug you off. She could have took the compliment and said, thank you very much.
Can we start a petition to find her?
Yes, girls, get in touch.
If you're listening.
Connor, thank you so much for coming into the studio. Been an absolute pleasure.
Great.
Thank you for gracing our screens in the summer, because we love the Love Island.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's over for another year. But
I'm sad.
Yeah,
it's sad. But it is what it is. It'll be back. Let's not mourn it. Yeah. Right, guys. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure. Great show.
Brilliant
lovely
show.
Guests.
Brilliant show, yeah. I love it. A little reality TV session.
We always love the reality special, don't we, guys? Mm. So, yeah, thank you very much. We'll be back the same time next week. Mm. Where are they going to find us, everyone? At what time?
6 o'clock, Access All Areas. Tune in.
See you there every Wednesday. Take care, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.